we just began to record this call because I'm about to read a scripture that came to mind this morning, and it came as a result of a thought that I had regarding being drained. We get drained emotionally, drained physically, drained mentally, drained spiritually as we're out and about helping the people that we're helping. Sister Jessica, with what she's doing with Christian Hannah and the other needs that she's dealing with, and Brother Sid, he's now witnessing the people at work. Praise God for that, Sid. He's got that burden, that desire. There's a Sister Cindy out there and a Sister Alina out there helping with Jennifer and Natalie. Feeling the Holy Ghost again in this need, this situation, this opportunity is really what it is, but we see it on the forefront as a need, and that's what it is. But here we are, all of us are busy, hands on deck. We're on that ship, we're on that vessel, we're manning that ship, we're pulling the ropes, we're pulling the sails, we're all working together, but it can be draining. And as that drain begins to take a toll on us, if we're not careful, we're going to crash and burn. And that's what we don't want, everybody. Sister Jessica said it, we got to keep moving, but we got to pace ourselves. And so as I was thinking about all these things this morning, a scripture came to mind. And the scripture, the thought was simply, when I am weak, then am I strong. Feel the Holy Ghost just saying it. I'm going to read it. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. Just think about that. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. My grace. Well, Lord, I want your healing touch. Lord, I want your power. Lord, I want a vision. Lord, I want understanding. It's okay. You'll have that in time. But right now, my grace is sufficient for thee. But Lord, you see what I'm going through. You see the need. You see the problem that I'm dealing with, Lord. It's right in my face. But today, my grace is sufficient for thee. He's learning us how to have faith and patience in him. Hallelujah. Let's keep reading. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. That doesn't even make sense. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. How is that possible in the natural world? How is my strength going to be made perfect in weakness? But we all understand that in God's spiritual realm, things work quite the opposite. Now, don't they? It seems that when we are broken down in our physical self, when we are broken down in our natural body, it seems that something begins to take place in our spirit, in our mind, in our faith. All right, as I'm speaking, I'm thinking of a Sister Ponce. I'm thinking of a Sister Ponce who has been dealing with some infirmity, with some issues in her life and in her body over more than a year, everybody. Yes, more than a year that she's been dealing with this. So, but the Lord is making her stronger and stronger in other ways. And we look to her as an elder. We look to her with great respect as a result of that. Let's keep reading. He said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, listen to that, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities. Again, our natural mind says, no, what is this saying? This makes no sense. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities. Why? That the power of Christ may rest upon me. That the power of Christ may rest upon me. Aren't you thankful for the Word of God that gives us clarity? It gives us understanding in a world of confusion that makes no sense sometimes. That's what it is, Lord. Thank you for giving me that clear word that your power, the power of Christ, may rest upon me. Can I tell someone this morning that the suffering that you're going through, the suffering that we're going through, it is for a purpose. It is for a reason. I felt that in prayer, specifically as I've been praying for people in the last week. Lord, you're doing something this individual. You're allowing these problems, this infirmity, this sickness, this suffering to be put upon this person, these people for a reason, for a purpose. And part of that reason is because you're building up something powerful in that individual. You're building up something great in that individual, something that we don't understand. What could it be? A faith? Could it be that the Lord is strengthening their faith and growing their faith to a new level? It could be that. Could it be the Lord is giving them an understanding about a gift? Oh, I felt this specific. I'm going to just say it. I'm putting it out there, everybody. The Lord is going to get them ready to give them a gift, a special gift, a gift of healing, a gift of virtue. hallelujah. a gift of discernment, the different gifts that the Bible talks about, and the Lord is making room in that cavity of that soul, of that spirit, of that individual. He's making some room. He's getting rid of some things, and he's making space because the Lord, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost. The Lord is getting ready to deposit a great gift, a great blessing in that individual, in that person, because he wants to be able to use that person, that him, that her, for his glory, for his name, for his kingdom. Hey, I didn't plan on preaching this morning, everybody. That was not my plan, but the Lord has got a different mind for us this morning. The Lord is at work. I said the Lord is at work. Praise God. Let's continue reading verse number 10. Therefore, as a result of all this that we just said, that I'm going to rather glory in my infirmity that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities. Again, what is going on here? It makes no sense to our natural mind. As a result, I'm going to take pleasure in my infirmities and in my reproaches, in my necessities, in my persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. And here it comes. For when I am weak, then am I strong. For when I am weak, then am I strong. I hope you all are feeling the Holy Ghost as I'm feeling it this morning as I'm reading these verses, everybody. We're reading about a man by the name of Paul who can speak about infirmities, who can speak about persecution and suffering. Oftentimes have I thought about him and the letters we think about, a Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Thessalonians, Hebrews, it just goes on and on. Philemon and Philippians, what are these names? What are their titles of books? They're books that he wrote to the different churches. Actually, they were letters that he wrote to these different churches in these cities, the church of Galatia, the churches at Ephesus, the church at Colossus. And what was he doing? He was writing these letters to exhort the brethren, to help the brethren as these churches were developing. How powerful. Think about this for a moment. We take it for granted today, perhaps. Let's not do that. He was writing these letters to encourage, to exhort, to help these churches as they were developing. And do you know the place, the station in life that he was writing many of these letters from? Are you ready for this? He was writing them as he was sitting in a prison cell. He was writing them as he was sitting bound in a prison cell. Think about that for a moment. In a cold, dingy, dark place at the bottom of a prison, at the belly of a prison, as his hands and his feet are bound in fetters and in chains. Now think about that. Why would anyone want to write a letter of joy, of faith, of exhortation to a church when they're bound, when they're sick, when they've just been whipped and persecuted for the name of Jesus, but yet there they are at that, in the bottom of that cell, tied, wounded, bleeding, and I don't want to get graphic, but you can imagine the stench. They didn't have very good bathrooms or plumbing in that type of a situation. It was bad, probably rats running across their feet, but yet they had a joy deep down inside of them. They had an expectation deep down inside of them so great that he could write, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities." Hallelujah. Why don't we just stop right now? Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, why don't you just close your eyes and just raise your hands? And if you don't have enough strength to raise your arms, praise God. Just raise your voice to God right now, all of us together. We're going to pray, Lord Jesus, we thank you for this understanding. We thank you, Lord God, for this understanding that you've given us through your word, that even in infirmity, even in weakness, even in disease, Lord God, even in persecution, even in suffering, Lord God, you give us the understanding that we can still praise your name, that we can still give you the glory and the honor, and that there is a purpose, there is a reason for why we are going through what we're going through. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Everybody, I hope that you're feeling the anointing, the Holy Ghost that I'm feeling here, Brother Jacob Roseberry just walked in here uninvited, but that's all right. Well, it's good that he's here this morning, because it gives someone else here for me to be able to see as we're doing what we're doing here this morning. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'll tell you what, Boy, this has been different. We're going to get into prayer right now. That's what we're going to do next. And we're going to pray for some needs. And I made a couple of notes, and I'm going to open up the line. We're feeling the Holy Ghost this morning. Praise God. Praise God. We spoke to Sister Alice this week, and everybody, there's a lot of need in that situation. It's not just Brother Ray, and I'm going to give you a little bit of detail, but she talked to me. I talked to her two or three times this week. And it's being a major tribulation, a major trial in that situation. Brother Ray, we know that he's going through the whole cancer treatment process right now. And he got the COVID virus here recently. In addition to that, he got pneumonia. And now he's been fighting bouts of fever back and forth. We know about a month or a month and a half ago, he had it for over 10, 12 days. Fever of about 102, 103. It was pretty severe. And it came back just about 3 or 4 days ago. So she's dealing with a lot regarding that situation. And I'll just tell you right now, as I was talking to Sister Alice, at the end of the conversation the other night, she said, Brother Victor, it's just been heavy. And this is what I'm talking about, that drain that we've been talking about, that emotional, physical drain. It's just been a lot. And she's dealing with her mom, her 87-year-old mother. There's some issues there. She's dealing with her, and she's dealing with Brother Ray, and she's dealing with her personal family situation. So there's just a lot going on. And at the end of the call, Brother Victor, I just feel like I need a break. I just feel like I just need a breather. I just need to get off this crazy ride and just take a break. So that's exactly what we're talking about this morning, stopping, regrouping, and just refocusing on what we need to do. We're going to be praying for Sister Alice right now. We're going to be praying for Brother Ray, that the Lord would continue to provide the healing touch. But during this process, and catch this, everybody, yes, Lord, we want your healing. Yes, yes, we need your touch and lift him up and miracle and heal. But whether it takes a day or a week or a month, during that time, that's where we need that grace that's sufficient for us. Praise God. That's where we need that wisdom and that understanding. Lord God, help me to pace myself. Well, I don't know if you're going to bring that deliverance or that healing in a week, a month, a year, Sister Ponce. Come on now. But during that time, help me, Lord, to learn how to pace myself in this race. I can't just sprint all the way to the finish line. I'm going to fall flat on my face at some point. But I'm going to need to learn how to pace myself with your grace. I need to pace myself with your grace. I know that you're filling me with virtue and understanding. Hallelujah. Every time I say that, I'm feeling the anointing. There's something to that, everybody. But in the meantime, Lord, help me. Help me to pace myself. Pace myself, pace myself, pace myself. Your grace is sufficient. I'm going to pace myself, Lord God. Give me that virtue, that healing virtue. But pace myself. I'm going to pace myself, Lord God. Hallelujah. We're going to be praying for Sister Alice and Brother Ray right now in just a moment. I'm going to open up the lines, and I'm going to get some prayer requests from everybody in just a moment. But also, we're going to be praying for Sister Alina. Sister Alina is not feeling well. We're going to be praying that the Lord would continue to touch her and heal her and lift her and give her that virtue, fill her with that healing virtue that she's needing as well. Praise God. I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines now, everybody. Hold on a second. All right, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. And I feel better now that everyone's on the line. Everyone say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
All right. It's sounding good. Hey, I hope that everyone has felt some anointing here, and I didn't plan on going into all that this morning, but it's the will of God this morning, everybody. It's the will of God. I want to ask, first of all, any prayer requests, go ahead. Anybody, any prayer requests we need to talk about?
Yes, this is Jessica.
Yes, this is Jessica. Go ahead.
Hi. Sid's coworker yesterday
yes.
collapsed at work.
That's
and
right.
He had
Mena.
Just... gotten, yeah, Mena, and he had just gotten over COVID, and he's in his 60s, and he returned to work this week, and Sid said that everyone kind of noticed when he did come back that he just didn't look right, and yesterday he ended up collapsing, and the paramedics had to come and take him off to the hospital. So if we can pray for Mena.
Okay, we'll be praying for Mena, and just so everybody understands, it is a kind of a common Spanish name, Mena. I forget what it's short for. It could be Manuel, I'm not sure, but Mena, it's a name, a kind of a nickname for a man. So we're going to be praying for Mena. The Lord provide a miracle. And you know, even in that situation, Sister Jessica, this is what I'm feeling right now. We're going to pray for healing, but the theme this morning seems to be, yes, healing, but also virtue. Virtue for what? For healing? for salvation,
yes,
for deliverance. We're going to be praying that the Lord uses this situation to call this individual. I'm going to take a moment, and we're going to go to the next prayer request, but first I want to say this. I told the church about it. I think I mentioned it last week about Leo, someone, an electrician that's done work for the church. Pastor Clark knows him. Pastor Clark asked about him. I called him the other day. He was so grateful that he had just got out of the hospital. He began to break down in tears on the phone. And this is a man who's very stoic, very serious, very reserved. You know, I don't praise God like apostolics. He's kind of a charismatic type Christian, you know, real, you know, but not the excitable ones, the real laid back ones, you know. But on that phone call, everybody, I want you to know a new Leo came out. Boy, there's something to this. A new Leo came out. Victor, I'm just thankful. God had to use this situation to wake me up. It sounded like a backslidden apostolic person that I was speaking to. God had to use this situation to wake me up, but I'm thankful that God shook me, that he woke me up, that I didn't have to go to my deathbed. I'm so thankful for that, Victor. By the end of the call, we prayed, and I felt like, you know what? He's ready for salvation now. He may not have been there a month ago, 6 months ago, but there's things that have taken place in his life that have shaken him, where now he's ready to receive salvation. And the same thing I'm feeling for Mena. Let's go to the next prayer request. Anybody else? Go right ahead.
Brother Vic, this is
Sister Sam.
Sister Pam, you know those young people at the funeral yesterday?
Yes.
They're so broken, and I just feel like they need arms put around them. I don't know.
Oh,
just pray
yeah.
for those young people. That's the best way I can ask.
Yes. Okay, Sister Sanders, I think I heard your request. I know we have a little bit of noise coming through. It's all right. We're going to bear with it for just a moment. Everybody, if you have any sound noise going on in the background, please try to tune that out. But, yes, Sister Sanders talked about the young people in the funeral service. Yes, yes, yes. Let me just comment on that just a little bit. It was a great funeral service. It was tremendous. And there was a lot of family and friends of Jennifer and Natalie there yesterday, and there was a lot of needs there. We talked about it afterward, just a lot of needs there. And again, the people that are ripe for salvation, we understand, Sister Cindy mentioned that there's probably a good group that's going to be coming from that on Sunday, tomorrow morning. We're going to be praying with faith for that, for these young people and for the other family members that would be coming tomorrow. Let's pray for that. Any other needs?
Brother Vic.
Yes, Sister Cindy, go ahead.
My niece, Nikki, she's 26.
Yes.
She just had a double mastectomy because they found the cancer cell. They thought they got it all. Now they found another lump, and she's got cancer. They're getting ready to do, she's been through everything. They're getting ready to do chemo. They froze her ovaries. Like, she went into menopause at the age of 26. So she's a backslider, and this is where I'm at right now. There's so many different things that are happening. This is my prayer. God, I know you can heal them, just like you said, but I want them saved. I don't know what it's going to take to grab some people, and I'm like, bottom line is, if you're going to take them, I want them ready.
Yes.
That's our journey. Our journey isn't to stay here. Our journey is to go home.
Say that again. Our journey is to what now, Cindy? Say it again.
Our journey is not to stay here. Our journey is to go home. We're just passing through it.
Come on. Come on, Sister Cindy.
It's not for here. So my thing is like, this morning I got a call from Bree. She was exposed to chicken pox. My granddaughter had them. And now my daughter has them. Well, we all know as adults getting chicken pox, that can be really serious. And because I want my daughter safe, I'm like,
yes,
God, if you want to heal her, you can heal her, but I want her safe.
That's right.
I don't care what you got to do to grab her. I don't care what he's got to do to grab my boy or to grab my husband. I want them to make heaven. Not here, heaven.
Yes.
And that's where I'm at. So just pray for my niece Nikki, and also, oh, I didn't even think of this. My other niece, Alicia. It's just a big family member going on, but it's very critical because there's such an offense that's been taking place on a little boy, but it's in the family. And because of it, it's just, I don't know where all the chips are going to fall.
Yeah.
And I thought God, and God's a healer, but now
yes.
there's a lot of angry people. And
yes.
so there's just a lot of personal things on top of everything else we're working with.
Yes.
Okay.
Sister Cindy, I want to say something as you're talking right now. I think you just hit the nail on the head once again, and I was feeling that a moment ago. Yeah, we're talking about healing, physical healing. And if anybody has any radio music on the background, please, if you could tune that out pretty, please. Okay, so yes, we're wanting physical healing, virtue for healing, but just as we talked about in the case of a Mena, of a Leo, and what Sister Cindy just said, we want healing. Yes, we need the Lord to touch and heal and lift up. But more importantly, we want salvation. We want our faith to be go a little further here. We want our virtue to go a little further, not just a healing touch, but a delivering touch, a saving touch. We want all of it. Praise God. Any other needs?
Yes, Brother Vic.
Yes, who's this?
This is Vida.
Sister Vida, I'm glad you're on the call. Yes, go ahead.
Yes. I just want to know if you guys could please, please pray for my niece. She got COVID. My nephew, Hannah. But
okay.
Chris is okay. Chris came back negative.
Okay.
But just like have her in prayer. She's really down and out.
Okay.
She's feeling very blue about it. And,
okay.
For my son, he's lost out there. He's,
okay. What's his first name?
Jonathan.
Johnny?
I really need him. Yes, I really, really need him prayed over.
Okay.
I'm going to try to get him over here, and but he really needs it very bad. He's very, very lost out there. And now it's really scaring me. It scared me before, but now I'm really scared. And I know
okay.
we're not supposed to be scared, but I'm
okay.
his mom. And I would really appreciate it.
Okay, so Vida, I thank you for saying this. Now, you're a mom, and you're speaking out of concern. We're going to turn that fear into faith this morning. We're going to turn that fear into faith. But I want to say something. You brought up, it keeps coming back to me. Johnny, he needs deliverance. He needs
yes.
salvation. Hannah needs
right.
healing. But even with Hannah, I'm going to just say this, everybody. Yes, we're going to pray for healing, but we're going to pray that the Lord would use this situation as an opportunity for her to begin to make the step in the right direction to receive
Amen.
Salvation. That's what God really
Amen.
Sister Cindy hit
Amen.
It. Sister Cindy hit it. Yeah, we want people to be healed. Yes, we want them to feel better. But more importantly, we need people to be saved because we want to get home. We need to get home, everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Praise God. Okay, next. Who's next? And you know what? Don't be shy or bashful. There's about 10, 12 people on the call. About less than 10 people now, actually. So don't be bashful. There's not like 100 people. You won't be embarrassed. Anybody else?
Brother Vic?
Yes, who's this?
It's Sister Alina.
Sister Alina, yeah. go ahead.
No?
I want to ask for a prayer for Tara and for Natalie. Those two girls I specifically feel a special burden for, and I feel like there's a lot there for both of them. And just like Sister Sanders said, the rest of the young people that showed up yesterday to the
yeah.
funeral, it just feels like God wants to do a lot with a lot of different people that showed up to that funeral. So, yes, just keep
All right.
them in prayer.
So, Tara, Natalie and the other young people, and yes, as soon as Sister Sanders mentioned the young people there and the people that were there, I thought about you and Cindy. You were there as well. And Sister Lena, we're going to be praying for you as well, that the Lord would touch you and strengthen you as well.
Thank you very much.
All right. Anybody else? Hold on 1 second. Is
from
there
San
anybody?
Diego? Elisa from San Diego?
Lisa, are you there? I can think I hear you.
I'm here. I'm here.
Okay.
I just want to say hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, you're fine.
I just want to say that this prayer, 11 in the morning, it's in Saturdays, it has blessed my soul.
Yes.
I don't see your faces because I live so far away. But when I hear you speaking, and when I heard you this morning reading from the Word of God, how Apostle Paul suffered, but he called it a blessing. when you suffer the more, it's a blessing from God. Yes. If we stayed. But if we decide, this is not for me, it's too much suffering, I'm leaving, I'm going to do something else, then we ruin the whole thing. But when I heard the word of God, and the word of God is quick and powerful,
yes,
in his Bible, in his word, he says it's quick and powerful. And he says, sharper than any two-edged sword. That can do anything with us if we really believe when we are reading. He will do great things in our hearts, in our minds, and he will save us.
And yes. It was
a blessing to me to hear you speaking about the suffering of Apostle Paul. That's all I wanted to say.
And it was a great thing that you did, Sister Elisa Terrazas. I feel a very special connection to you for some reason. I want to tell everybody, hearing Elisa Terrazas reminds me of the little woman I spoke about earlier that fought her way through the crowd to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. That's what my mama, Elisa Terrazas, reminds me of, that woman. You know what? With that faith, why don't we right now, we're going to go ahead and lift up. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost already. I'm going to have Brother Jacob Roseberry here. He's going to just open up the prayer right now since he's here with me. He's going to open up prayer. But I want all of us to begin to lift up our voices, lift up our faith. And Mama just said it right now, everybody. Hey, we're not just some little club that gets together and puts a little name, some names out there. We're praying with faith this morning, everybody.
Yes. Hallelujah.
The Lord is going to deliver people. The Lord is going to heal people. And the Lord is going to bring salvation.
Yes.
Amen. Everyone say amen.
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 Together, Brother Jacob, go ahead and start the prayer for us. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing our prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for answering our prayers this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your blood. God, your blood. God, your blood that heals, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Situations, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're praying for Sister Vita and her Johnny and for Hannah, Lord God, that you bring healing, yes, Lord, but also that you bring deliverance and salvation in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're praying for every one of these names, Lord God, that have been brought forth before your throne this morning, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we're thanking you, Lord, for giving us that faith and that virtue, yes, that faith and that virtue that we need, Lord God, to be able to be strengthened ourselves, Lord God, so that we can won't be depleted, so that we won't become drained, Lord God, as we reach out and we touch these needs and these lives, Lord God, that you are sending us, because you promised us to be a revival. You promised to send a soul, and you're sending us, Lord God. Oh, you're ready. Oh, but we want your virtue. We want to be filled with your healing virtue, your saving virtue, your deliverance virtue. In the name of Jesus, en el nombre de Jesus. I'm reaching out right now. I'm praying, Lord God, for every name that is mentioned. Sister Jessica mentioned Mena, that 60-some-year-old man who collapsed at work the other day. Oh, we're asking for your touch, for your healing touch. Oh, but we're also asking for your saving virtue. That's right, your saving virtue, Lord God. We're asking for her situation with her Brianna and Rich and Chris and the other situation. They're in that family, Lord God, and for Don Taff, that he's healing, Juan also, Lord God, touch him in his body, that baby, that Sister Sanders, Lord God, the names that have been brought forth, Lord God, we're praying for each and every one of these. We're praying for Sister Alina, Lord God, that you touch her, that you give her that virtue, Lord, strengthen her body, that she needs, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, but also strengthen her faith, Lord God. Oh, and we believe that you're beginning to deposit, Lord, gifts, special gifts in each and every one of our people, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Thank you.
gift. I'm asking for the gift of wisdom, for the gift of discernment, Lord God, the gifts of the Spirit to be imparted and deposited into your people, Lord Jesus. In el nombre de Jesús, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.